the most common categories of action reminders. You'll probably find that at least a few of the following common list headings for the next actions will make sense for you. Calls, at computer, errands, office actions or at office, at home, agendas for people in meetings, read, review. Calls. This is the list of all the phone calls you need to make. You can work off it as long as you have a phone available. The more mobile you are, especially if you have a cell phone, the more useful you'll find it to have one single list of all your calls. Those strange little windows of time that you wind up with when you're off-site or traveling, on a break or waiting for a plane maybe, offer a perfect opportunity to work down your list. Having a discrete calls list makes it much easier to focus and intuitively pick the best call to make in the moment. I suggest that you take the time to write the phone number itself alongside each item. There are many situations in which you would probably make the call if the number was already there in front of you, but not if you had to look it up. At computer. If you work with a computer, particularly if you move around with a laptop or have a PC at work and another one at home, it can be helpful to group all those actions that you need to do when it's on and running. This will allow you to see all your options for computer work to do, reminding you of all the emails you need to send, the documents you need to draft or edit, and so on. Because I fly a lot, I even maintain an online action list separate from my at computer one. When I'm on a plane, I can't easily connect to the web or to my server as many actions require. So instead of having to rethink what I can and can't do whenever I look at my at computer list, I can trust that none of my at computer actions require that I be connected, which frees my mind to make choices based on other criteria. If you have a computer only at work, you may not need a separate at computer list. Office actions may cover those actions because the office is the only place you can do them anyway. Similarly, if you have a computer only at home and it's not a laptop, you may be able to put computer-specific actions on your at-home list.